What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Sponsor of the show and our special guest, John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage.
Come on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Well, that was really very, I mean, come on, man.
You get me more excited.
Bring your energy up.
Let's try it again.
Normally, you're an energy guy. Okay, let's do it again.
All right.
And now, a very special guest, John Birchfield.
Come on.
Hey.
Oh, all right. It's John Birchfield.
Hey. I want to know if you hung out with Liv Tyler.
So this was in the mid-90s.
Now, she's my girlfriend. She doesn't know that either.
But she was too young for me to have sort of a thing for her at the time because she was probably just a teenager. But I love some of the movies she's in.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because she's sort of I would say she's beautiful, but she's really probably more appropriate. She's just striking. She's just very unusual looking.
She appeared in the early Aerosmith videos, which really kind of propelled her to her acting.
Which was creepy a little bit.
Yeah.
Creepy.
I'm sure it was creepy. Well, if my dad was Steven Tyler, I would ask to be in some of the videos too. Now, John, you heard Steven Tyler and I are personal friends. He doesn't know it, but we're personal friends. You heard that?
I did. We're going to have to work out an introduction here.
Hey,
or
that's
some
good.
Backstage passes or something.
Hey, let's jump into some good mortgage stuff. Fannie Mae just changed the debt-to-income requirements or criteria for underwriting, and you told me a few days ago that it's making a big, big difference in people's ability to get approved for a mortgage. Talk about that. What's going on?
Huge, yeah. We used to be limited to 45% of someone's gross income on what we could spend on their monthly expenses. So credit card debt, car payments, and the proposed mortgage payment. Well, Fannie Mae has raised that to 50%. So that's a significant adjustment, and it's allowing us to put a lot more buyers into a conventional loan and really impacting people's buying power, how much they home they can afford.
And so I just did a little math, and I'm not going to ask you to confirm or deny this, but for a family with a household income of $60,000, $5,000 a month, it increases their borrowing power on a home by $50,000. So if they qualified for $250,000 before, now they can qualify for $300,000. I'm not saying that people should go buy a house that's $50,000 more than they can really afford, but it's amazing the difference it makes in buying power. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really making a big impact, and it's helped us qualify more buyers and get more buyers into better situations that fit their needs the best.
If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined here in the studio by my man Alfie, and we've got John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage on the line with us. John is our preferred mortgage provider. Whether you need to purchase a home or refinance your existing mortgage, John's the one we think you should call, and the number is 678-226-7887. One more time, 678-226-7887.
He's like the Steven Tyler of his business.
He's the Steven Tyler of the mortgage business.
Right.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
I think it is.
I mean, he can sing well. So, hey, John, did you hear about the recent change the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau required of all the credit reporting companies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax?
I did. We're trying to figure out the full impact of this, but I think it's really going to be a positive thing for the consumer also.
So it's interesting, if you're listening and you've ever had a tax lien or a judgment or something of a public record nature that was recorded on your credit report and it forced your credit score down. So let's just say, Alfie, I'm going to use you an example because I'm sure your taxes are current, but let's say you had a tax lien against you from non-payment of income taxes. Well, that would pull your credit score down.
Big time, right?
And what they've done is they've said that if that tax lien or that judgment does not contain all the information necessary to identify you as the person that lien is against, then it cannot be reported in your credit report. Doesn't mean the tax lien, the legitimate tax lien, is not good.
Right.
Just because it's not in your credit report doesn't mean
it
goes away.
It's just not proven to be.
Right. And so it says it has to have your full name, your address, your Social Security number, and your date of birth. But listen to this, and John, you'll be surprised. I don't know if you've heard this or not. Nearly 50% of tax liens and 96% of civil judgments do not meet the updated requirements for identifying
a lien.
Who they're against.
Wow.
Yeah,
which means
I had heard that.
50% of tax liens and 96% of civil judgments will go away. And it says the estimate is 12 million credit files will change, credit scores will change by somewhere from 20 to 40 points.
That is awesome.
That's a big
deal. So the story there is,
yeah, go ahead,
that the listeners need to get is if they've applied for a mortgage or any credit for that matter and not gotten the results that they expected a few months ago, they should revisit that process, take another look at it, and see how things might have changed for them.
Absolutely. I mean, what a difference. So what is the minimum credit score that somebody needs in order to be able to purchase a home? Five-something or six? What is it?
Yeah, it depends on everybody's situation is unique. Typically, we're trying to break that 600 barrier. That's going to open up a lot more options for the home buyer, give us more flexibility within the underwriting guidelines. And so that's where we're trying to get. But we love to talk to people and encourage them when they get into the high 500 range, because there's often just one or two small things we can do to build their credit score and really add a significant amount of points to it, so that we can get them into better financing back.
Yeah, I'm always checking my credit score. I literally check my credit score at least every when I get paid. I'll go check it.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. I just and then
it's like a game.
Well, I just like to see what it is, and also with I'm paying
Have
off.
Have you
a
gotten
lot.
It up over 400 yet?
I'm at 715.
Woo! That's pretty dang good.
Is that good?
And Alfie, oh yeah. So when you get over, so the best possible rates. Tell me, the best of all the best comes in what, John? About 740.
Yeah. 740, you're going to have every option available. You're going to get the best possible interest rate and terms to anything that you're looking for. So that's the cream of the crop.
But really, over 700, you're going to get really, really favorable rates, terms. Your mortgage insurance is going to be a little bit less than it would be otherwise, right? I mean, Alfie should be in good shape,
yeah,
shouldn't he?
It should be great. In fact, I would even bump that down to around 680. Once you get into that 680 range, when it comes to mortgages in particular, you're going to get a great mortgage. There's a lot of misconceptions that my credit has to be perfect. I could have never had a late payment, or I could never have a collection outstanding on my report. That couldn't be further from the truth. You should check it out, get all the facts. Knowledge is power, and we want to get that knowledge to
folks. And if someone just wants to have an exploratory conversation, you can do that with them and tell them what their credit score is and all that kind of stuff. There's no charge for that, right, to help them get ready for a mortgage?
Yeah, you bet. Love to.
Cool. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. Joined on the line by John Birchfield. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Real quickly, John, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. What are the main documents that a borrower needs to have ready when they get ready to apply for a mortgage?
Great question. You should be looking for your most recent year of tax return. Okay. Your most recent 2 years of W-2 forms, a couple of pay stubs, and a couple of bank statements.
And when you say a couple pay stubs, meaning your two most recent pay stubs and then your two most recent bank statements, or just any pay stubs?
Most recent. And usually on the pay stubs, we want it to cover a month. So if you're paid weekly, then let's go ahead and get 4 to 5 of those pay stubs.
Got it. So if you just joined us, again, you're listening to John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.